Good morning. It's good to be here, and I pray that all that's said and done here today would be to God's honor and glory. Just share a couple of thoughts very quickly. Thoughts about the shortest verse in the Bible, and most of you can quote that verse. It's John 11:35. Jesus wept. The occasion for this is that Christ has returned to Bethany to be with Mary and Martha on the death of their brother Lazarus. And we know from early reading that Christ loved Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. And he comes and he goes with Mary to the gravesite, to where Lazarus is buried, and he sees Mary and those that are with her weeping. And it troubles him. And he feels compassion and love for the group that's there, Mary and the group that's with her. And John records it, Jesus wept. And those two words, more than perhaps any other in the Bible, express to me the humanity of Jesus Christ. In love, he wept. I don't find any other place in the Bible where Christ wept. He didn't weep when he was scourged. He didn't weep when they nailed him to the cross. But here, on this occasion, with sadness and weeping of others, he had compassion and he wept. If you look at the verse that follows this, it reads, "Then said the Jews, behold how he loved him." The Jews that were with Mary saw this as love of humanity. They saw the love of the Son of Man. They saw a love that ended with the death of Lazarus. But Christ was not just the Son of Man. He was the Son of God. Amen. And as such, his love is everlasting. His love is eternal. His love is a love that does not end when we pass through this life. It doesn't end with death. And that's a comforting thought as we go forward each day, attempting in some small way to serve him. So if you will, bow with me, I'll attempt to pray. Father, we're so thankful for this opportunity we have to be here this morning. We're come humbly offering our thanks for your love and for the love of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we pray that each day we would meditate on that love, and that we'd give thanks. Father, we're thankful for each one who has gathered with us this morning. Father, we pray that you would give us one mind and one heart, that we might in unity worship you, that we might be lifted up, that our zeal might be restored and might be increased, that we would go forward serving you in greater way each day. Father, we're thankful for this church. We're thankful for your many blessings upon it. We're thankful for each one who goes to make up this body. We pray that we would be a church that worships you and serves you in spirit and in truth. Father, we pray for this country. We pray for those who are in positions of leadership. We pray that they would ever look to you for guidance, that this nation might be once more restored to a nation of faith, looking to the one true and living God. Father, we pray for those who are sick, those who are spiritually downtrodden. We pray that you would lift them up, restore their health, restore their spirits, that they might ever look to you. Father, go with us now. We ask that you would overlook our sins and transgressions. Forgive us, look down upon us with mercy. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen.